saves you money, even earns you money. At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. 10 airmen with the 187th Fighter Wing are recovering this morning after Montgomery Fire and Rescue crews responded to a hazardous materials incident Wednesday. Authorities say they were exposed to hydrazine. They were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. The Auburn community will celebrate the lives of Rod and Paula Bramblett later today. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the Auburn Arena. We will carry that service live on the Alabama News Network Facebook page. And Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Wednesday that will bring statues of Rosa Parks and Helen Keller to the Alabama State Capitol grounds. This legislation creates a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place these statues on the Capitol grounds. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
A lush green lawn is like a fresh green salad to insects, unless you use Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at just $9.97. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and prevents new ones from coming back for 3 months without harming the lawn. Keep your lawn off the menu this summer. Today is the day for doing with Roundup Bug Destroyer. Just $9.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 6060 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6060.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back into News and Views. It is 7.5 minutes after 9 o'clock. A little CCR. All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. You are tuned into News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV's News and Views, the show that... gosh, drives people freaking crazy. I have never in my life gotten a response to anything I've ever done like we've gotten to this radio program. I'm convinced we could come up here and say, you know what, it's a beautiful day, the sky is blue, the sun is blazing, and someone would go, I can't believe it. This guy saying the sun is out. Can you believe he would say the sun is out at 9:08? It's clearly going to get higher over the course of the day. That is absolutely ludicrous. The sun is out. Sun is not out. And the sky is blue. That's not even a real blue. That's sort of a clear. It's not even a blue. I mean, it looks blue. It's not actually blue. It's a void of space, Coleman.
But that's the effect we have on people. That's the effect we have on people.
But you know what? That's good, because that means we're saying all the right things. I judge my success based on my enemies. Based on my enemies. And the types of enemies I have. I don't want to make an enemy of everyone.
You're not a Comanche?
No, I'm not a Comanche. Have you ever read stories about the Comanche?
Yeah, but you know what Comanche means, right?
What?
Enemy of everybody.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Well, I believe it. The Comanches were bad dudes.
They also were the first Plains Indians to really take the horse and master it.
That's right.
They could, at 12 years old, to be 12 years old and to be considered a man, you had to be able to ride a horse from the side and shoot a bow and arrow at full pace.
Yeah, like the Mongols.
You had to be, I mean, they understood the value of rapidly. Here's something else the Comanches could do.
Didn't mean to derail your segment.
That's okay. They could go from Nebraska to deep into Mexico and back to Nebraska without a map and without food and water. They would just take off because they knew the stories of where every creek was, where every ditch was, where to turn left, where to avoid the bad people, where to avoid this and that. And that's why the little Parker girl got kidnapped in Texas, because they were on their way into Mexico, and all of a sudden there was an English camp set up in the middle of Texas. And they were like, wait a minute, we're going to have to take these people hostage, kill the men, steal the women, rape the kids. That's what they did. Comanches were bad dudes. They would disembowel you and burn you from the inside out alive. Kind of like what I do on the radio.
Correct.
So I judge the success of this program based on the, what's the word I'm looking for? Can I make a word out of baggery? The baggery of my opponents, my enemies? Because the more they go crazy, the more I know what I'm doing is right. It's also something about job security. Some people don't understand the way the world works. If my boss hates your guts and you call for me to be fired, that's the best job security I could ever have. Because my boss is never going to give in to someone he hates, and he's never going to give someone he hates that sort of a satisfaction. The other problem is, I generate an incredible amount of revenue for this radio program. for this radio station and this radio company. We have today 12 live spots. Those aren't cheap. People pay a good penny for those. You know why? Because they work.
They work.
When I tell you in a few minutes about Jenkins Tire and Auto, I was just in there yesterday, and he was telling me, he's only been on a week with us, a week and a half, and he was telling me how many new customers he's already gotten from this live spot on this program, and how many existing customers are in there saying, I love that program. I listen every day. I've heard you advertising. That's fantastic. It reminded me I needed new tires. I think I'm going to get a new set of Pirellis on the
Uh-oh.
Some new shoes on the BMW.
Uh-oh, on that Beamer, you're going to be dangerous.
Well.
No sliding.
Maybe. I might drift coming off of 85.
I mean, unless you're on purpose is what I mean.
Right, yeah.
You're not going to go out of control.
No. You know the most fun interstate exit in Montgomery? Getting on Interstate 85 South from the East Boulevard. That long, swooping loop. Big enough that you can build speed, but just tight enough that it's fun. You know, if you have a half-full soda, you'll spill it in the cup holder. But I was just talking to Mike Jenkins yesterday. He said that people go crazy for this program. They love it. And they go crazy for the advertising. That's why we have so many live spots, why we have so many people advertising during the breaks. I generate a tremendous amount of hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in revenue for this place. It's unheard of. Never happened in this time slot ever. In fact, I was told this couldn't be done in this time slot. But we put together a product that's fantastic, that people love, they want to hear, and they respond to the advertising. And so, if you see a stark, raving, mad lunatic somewhere, that Baron Coleman, you got to turn it off! You'll be the only one turning it off. And then you'll miss everything we say. How did this segment get so derailed? Oh, I know how. I was hiring a murderer this morning.
Oh, that's how.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who kills people for a living. He's like he doesn't directly do it, but he contracts it out.
Oh, okay.
And I was talking to him saying, I got someone I need to have killed. And he asked why, and that led to this segment. All right, our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Guys, if you don't understand good comedy, I can't help you, right? You know, if you don't understand what's funny on this program and what's not, I call everybody who does the bidding of globalist and or corporatist a globalist corporatist whore. Because that's what you are. Doesn't mean you're out prostituting yourself on the East Boulevard at 2 in the morning. Those are just whores. But they're whoring for themselves, not for the globalist or the corporatist. They're whoring for some pimp. I'm talking more specifically to the globalist corporatist whores. The globalist corporatist whores. And I don't apologize for it either. You don't want to be called a globalist corporatist whore? Don't do things on behalf of the globalist corporatists. I mean, that's it. If a big pharma company wants you to go out there and speak out against medical marijuana and you get compensated for that, then you're a globalist corporatist whore, a big pharma whore. I can't help that. You're doing the bidding of big pharma. Anyway, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here from 9 to noon, 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. We will, over the course of the next 3 hours, 2 hours and 45 minutes, give you intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, and factually correct takes on everything we cover. Absolutely everything we cover. We got some local news lined up today, some statewide news, some legislative news, some global news. We got an update on Trump and Mueller. Somebody challenged me to not refer to Mueller as a gray hat anymore. I refuse to accept that challenge. He is a gray hat, so we'll talk about that. There's a lot going on this radio program, even more going on at the corner of Perry and Jefferson, because Mike Jenkins Tire and Auto is absolutely fire. These guys are setting the world on fire. I was just there yesterday. A state legislator was in there picking up his car. They were working on the car of a big shot lawyer downtown that everybody knows the name of. Guys, this is a hopping, happening place down there, Jenkins Tire and Auto. He's kind of a new kid on the block, and he's really taking the place by storm. Whether you need four tires or whether you need a brake job or some cooling work or any of that other stuff under the hood that I don't understand because I'm not a mechanic or a technician, and they are. then go by Jenkins Tire and Auto. If you hear a funny noise, if you get a light that comes on, if you just need that 10,000 mile, 20,000, 30,000 mile, 50,000 mile, 100,000 mile service, you know what? They got all the equipment the dealerships have. They got the same stuff, so take it over there. You'll save some money. It'll be a little more convenient, in and out. They'll take you to work, pick you back up, whatever you need. Jenkins Tire and Auto, again, on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Just drop your car off. Corner of Perry or Jefferson. Or look them up, call them, and make an appointment. You can do that, too. If you have a fleet, he was just telling me the other day, a very highly respected, I'm not going to say the names, they don't advertise with us, but an extremely high, I think they may advertise with our station, actually. A very highly respected landscaping company is going to do their fleet business with Jenkins Tire and Auto. So, guys, get in while the getting's good. They do good stuff over there. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman after this.
Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A lush green lawn is like a fresh green salad to insects. Unless you use Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at just $9.97. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and prevents new ones from coming back for 3 months without harming the lawn. Keep your lawn off the menu this summer. Today is the day for doing. With Roundup Bug Destroyer, just $9.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
"Everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events."
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 6060 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6060.
walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger.
All right, guys, welcome back in 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. You can call me Al, or you can call me Baron. You can call him Betty, or you can call him Dabe.
Dabe.
D-A-Y-B-E. Dabe. Dabe Mallory, M-A-L-L-L-O-R-Y. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I stopped by and saw my man True Booth yesterday over at Heirloom Jewelers. You should have seen the selection this guy has. He's been to a little purchase recently, one of these jewelry shows, and he came back with some really, really beautiful stuff. He has the most amazing selection. Don't forget, you have today and tomorrow, the last 2 days only, to get the free wedding band if you go buy the engagement ring. So if you or your son or your nephew or your cousin or your brother, your father, you know, your grandfather, maybe he's got a, maybe he got a new prescription, is about to get remarried. Listen, go by Heirloom Jewelers. Go by Heirloom Jewelers, because when you get the engagement ring from Heirloom Jewelers by the end of May, they're going to throw in a wedding band for free. They got 12 months interest-free financing. You got to check the store for details on that. But they've got some really, really cool stuff over there. More stuff than you can shake a stick at. Antique vintage watches, Rolex watches. They got a couple of ladies' watches in there right now that are just stunningly beautiful. And if you have something in mind, say you want that 1969 Submariner Rolex, he can find it. He can find it. He'll track it down. You want a, you know what I want? It's I'm not kidding. I want like a 20-year-old Daytona Rolex. That's what I want. I'm an easy man to please.
Easy to please.
I'm not talking about anything big. Just, you know, 20 grand or so. Put it on the wrist. You know what my wife would do if I came home with a Daytona Rolex?
Yes, I do.
Dave knows my wife.
Take it back?
No, that's not what she would do. Well, she would do that.
Eventually.
After
that's
she,
the first thing she would
that's
do.
That's not the first thing she would do. There would be kicking, scratching, screaming, punching, fighting, and yelling. And then there would be taking it back. Go to Heirloom Jewelers, friends. Go to Heirloom Jewelers. I'm kidding. My wife would see it as the picture and portrait of class. And she would say, you know what? You have earned that watch. You deserve it.
Sure.
Go to Heirloom Jewelers. You're going to love him. You're going to love Troop Booth. You were a drug dealer. That is what, what's her name up there? Judge Blackburn up in Birmingham. That's what Judge Blackburn said to Lillian Akwuba, who she sentenced yesterday to 10 years in federal prison. A jury found Akwuba guilty of 23 counts, including drug distribution and healthcare fraud. Last year, I think she was the only person in this Gilberto Sanchez kerfuffle that went to trial. Everybody else pleaded out. I think she went to trial. I believe she's the only person that went to trial. I guarantee her lawyer advised her to plead. I guarantee her lawyer advised her to plead. She cried, saying, "You will never see me in this courtroom again. I vow you will never see me in this courtroom again." She had character witnesses talking about her devotion to spiritual life, how she started a church, how she engaged in weekly outreach for the less fortunate, how she had friends and family back home that depended on her to send money to them. Judge Sharon Blackburn said, you know what? You're a drug dealer. You've wrecked the lives of your patients in order to turn a profit. And here's a quote directly from Judge Blackburn. You didn't say one word to me today about the people you turned into addicts and the families you destroyed. What about all those people? I saw their medical records. The drugs you prescribed were astounding. She said she didn't believe Akwuba understood the extent of her criminal misconduct and gave her 12 years in the slammer, which is pretty salty. Or 10 years in the slammer. Sanchez got 12 years. 10 years. Man, that's a long time. You know what's going on? What were you doing 10 years ago?
Yeah, I know, right?
10 years ago, I was living in Florida.
10 years ago, yesterday, I think, I officially launched Maurer Consulting Group.
Was that yesterday? Why didn't we celebrate?
Because I forgot about it.
There was no whiskey, there was no gin, there was no champagne.
I know, you'd think, after being in business for yourself for 10 years.
10 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Really long time, trust me.
10 years ago, I was living in Delray Beach, Florida, working at a medical malpractice defense firm down there. I would have never guessed This is why I don't tell people when they say, what are you going to do in 5 or 10 years?
Right.
I would have never said 10 years from now, I'll be back in Montgomery hosting a radio show.
An award-winning radio
show. Award-winning, highly rated radio show. That has all the right enemies. The enemies I have keep me employed. I'm telling you. Well, not that. The advertisers I have keep me employed. But the enemies I have make it so that the upper-level management here would never, ever make a change. Ainsworth, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, a friend of this program, appoints Stan McDonald, also a friend of this program, to the Alabama Ethics Commission. It's an interesting pick. Will and Stan are good friends. Will Ainsworth and Stan McDonald are good friends. Stan McDonald's son, I think, is one of Will Ainsworth's best friends. Stan McDonald's a class act, an upstanding guy. He will be the most honest person on the Ethics Commission. He's taking the place of Jerry Fielding, who is a dud. Jerry Fielding has no ethics. You know when the first time I met Jerry Fielding? He came into my office. This was back in 12, maybe? 11 or 12? And he was a Democrat state senator.
Yep.
And he said he wanted to change to be a Republican. He wanted help figuring out how to be a Republican. And I said, well, are you a Republican? And he's like, oh, I can be anything. And I said, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, you've been a really good Democrat vote. You voted with him every single step of the way. You've never had a misstep or anything. You've been there for like 5 years. I said, you've been a very loyal Democrat vote. And he said, and I'll be a very loyal Republican vote. And I said, do you actually like have a political intuition or like a philosophy that you follow? He's like, no. He's like, I just know they've redrawn this district. It's going to be tough for me to get reelected. I need to be a Republican to get reelected in that district. Iggy. So he became a Republican. I wouldn't help him because I'm not going to help anybody like that. And then he lost.
Yeah, I think he was going to lose anyway.
Yeah, because the guy who drew the districts drew it for himself.
Uh-huh. And it like curves from like his hometown and gets like every Republican voter like in a ring around, like an outer ring around Birmingham.
And Jerry Fielding, it picked up like his house and that's it. Mm-hmm. No one else in his whole city.
Right. Drew out basically like his entire base.
Yeah.
People that would have voted for him, Democrat or Republican.
Right, right. But Stan McDonald is a solid guy, a class act, a stand-up guy. He's one of the very few on the Alabama Ethics Commission that has any moral compass. That is a lousy body. That truly is a lousy body. I have long advocated on this program, I believe from the nascent days of this program, I've long advocated that the Alabama Ethics Commission be disbanded, completely disbanded. And that has nothing to do with Tom Allbritton. I've actually come around on Tom Allbritton. I didn't like him when he got there. I did not like him there at all. I thought it was a scam from the beginning. You know what? I was wrong. And I'm not afraid to say I'm wrong sometimes. People can win me over. He's done a pretty good job over the last couple of years in a really tough spot, frankly. But he's just the director. The commissioners, terrible. Absolutely horrific. Awful. And they go over his head or around him a lot, and he tries to do the best he can, and they come up with these awful rulings. Hopefully Stan McDonald could get up there and mediate this a little bit and get it back going in the right direction. But otherwise, I mean, I've long said get rid of the Ethics Commission, give its filing responsibilities and half of its budget to the Secretary of State's office, give its investigatory responsibilities and half of its budget to the Attorney General's office. And on the off chance the Attorney General's office itself needs to be investigated, appoint a special prosecutor. When you pass the statute disbanding the Ethics Commission, include in there a special prosecutor provision.
Mm-hmm.
Let the governor appoint it, the attorney general appoint it, or a district attorney appoint it. The district attorney of Montgomery County, because that's the only one that has statewide investigatory authority. Daryl Bailey's really dropped the ball on that. And I like Daryl Bailey, and I know he's got 150 murders backed up and this and that. But you would think, and maybe I'm wrong, but you would think the state legislature would give him enough money for one lawyer who can keep an eye on state government, considering constitutionally he has that authority. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he's doing the best he can with as little as he can. But I like Daryl Bailey. I've liked him a long, long time. I like Tom Allbritton. I do not like the Alabama Ethics Commission, but today it got better, and we'll see if it continues to get better. Stan McDonald, appointed the Alabama Ethics Commission by Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. Good guy.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Montgomery Subaru.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much of a rain chance today, but it's the best chance we've seen in a few days. So a good bit of sunshine. Not quite as hot today with a high around 93. Some widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Unfortunately, many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid-90s, still mainly dry, and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Entertaining and informing the River Region is our specialty. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Dan Morris will take you in about noonish, noon 10-ish, and Greg Budell and Joey Clark from 3 to 6, and then the Joey Clark Radio Hour from 6 to 7, Rusty and David from 7 to 7:30, and our man Terry Adams from 7:30 to 9. That's after the morning show, 3 Men and a Lady from 6 to 9. Guys, from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., that's 15 hours of locally produced radio. 15 hours of locally produced radio. 14 and a half of it done live right here on this very set of microphones. You can't beat that with a stick. You cannot beat that with a stick. Incidentally, Donald Trump has weighed in on what's going on in Alabama.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not talking about the abortion stuff. I'm talking about the Roy Moore situation.
Roy.
You know, Roy means king in French, right?
Yes. It's spelled a little differently. R-O-I.
R-O-I? Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Le Roy. Le Roy.
It is. Le Roy.
R-O, but I thought it was R-O-Y.
I think it's R-O-I. I might be wrong.
I could be wrong.
It's been a while.
I don't speak French, ironically enough. President Donald Trump on Wednesday discouraged Alabama Republican Roy Moore from running for the United States Senate again in 2020, saying the GOP must regain the once reliably red state, and Moore, quote, cannot win. You guys will remember on these very airwaves, I made a lot of enemies during that race because I said, and I meant it, that Roy Moore should step aside while he was running, cut a deal with Kay Ivey, that he would keep his name on the ballot, but immediately resign upon being sworn into office, giving Kay Ivey the appointment. Kay Ivey would have a moderating function on the appointment, but Roy Moore would have an extremist function on the appointment. And if they could come to the agreement that they would appoint somebody else, somebody that people have heard of that wouldn't come as a complete shock to everybody, that Roy Moore would stay on the ballot for that purpose so you could vote in good conscience with Roy Moore, knowing Roy Moore would never serve more than 1 minute in office. He would get sworn in, and he would resign right there. That would have saved the seat for Republicans. That would have saved the seat for one Donald J. Trump. We would have 54, not 53, Republican senators in the United States Senate. We would be able to lose Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and some other loser and still be able to push legislation through. Still be able to get judges approved. I'm telling you right now, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides to retire or is discovered, you know, that they've been playing Weekend at Ruth's for the last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have trouble getting Amy Coney Barrett approved. Because we are going to lose Lisa Murkowski. We are going to lose Susan Collins. And we are going to lose Mitt Romney, who does not have a pro-life bone in his body. He does, a globalist corporatist whore 101. You want to know what a globalist corporatist whore is? Look no farther than people like John McCain and Mitt Romney. People who will sell out their souls for political gain. Roy Moore cannot win this seat. And if Amy Coney Barrett's name comes up to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg and we can't get her approved, I'm going to blame Roy Moore. And I'm going to take a weekly steaming dump on his grave for the rest of his life, for the rest of eternity. Because it will be his fault and his fault alone. He knew he couldn't win. I don't care whether those accusations against those girls were true or not. You know when he lost me? When he went on Sean Hannity's radio show and said, Sean said, did you ever like hit on 16-year-olds when you were in your mid-30s? And he was like, I don't know, Sean, maybe. But if I did, I would have asked their fathers first. Okay, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard. I'm about to say I'm in my mid-30s. I'm actually now in my late 30s. But when the show started, I was in my mid-30s. I would no sooner have hit on a 16-year-old girl than hit on the Queen of England. I mean, that's gross. That's a 20-year age gap with a teenager.
But Baron, my great-great-grandmother in 1815 married a 39-year-old man, and she was 14.
Yeah, well, his first wife probably died of dysentery. Okay, times change. We're not wrangling Indians on the wild frontier anymore. We have different, the hierarchy of needs has changed somewhat since 1815. And I'm sorry, in 1975 or 1980, whenever this was, and Roy Moore was in his mid-30s, he had no business hitting on teenagers. And in his own book, if you read how he met his wife, my goodness.
Yeah.
You'd think a pedo wrote it.
He's basically like a Lester Diamond in Casino, where he's like, you know, when Sharon Stone gets married, and he's like on the phone to her, "What are you doing right now? I see you, 14 years old." Like, that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, he met her when she was like 15.
Yeah. Well, not only that, he saw her at a dance recital.
Right.
So you know she was a kid in a dance recital, and he was an assistant district attorney in his 30s. So that's when he lost me. Not that the Lee Korfman and all those people were telling the truth. I don't care whether they were telling the truth. He lost me. I mean, I did end up voting for him, to be intellectually honest, philosophically consistent. I thought the Supreme Court was more important than Roy Moore. It was too important to lose that seat. A lot of you listeners couldn't square that circle. I get it. And you won't be able to again if he runs. I get it.
Correct.
That's why he doesn't need to run. Roy Moore's gross. I've been to Roy Moore parties. I've been to Roy Moore events. I've met Roy Moore several times. I really respect a lot of the people that worked for Roy Moore. But his inability to say, "I don't hit on teenagers when I'm in my mid-30s, that's gross.
Kind of a problem.
I mean, I know people that age. I've got friends that have teenage girls. I would never hit on them. That's gross. And my goodness, if I did, their parents should shoot me. Like, shoot first, ask questions later. I heard he was hitting my daughter. That's a fair shot. Let me tell you, I have a girl who's 12. 2, 3, 4 years from now, if some 35-year-old's hitting on her, he's going to talk like this for the rest of his life. Because I'm going to take his acorns. Who's this?
This is Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, I hate to disagree with you, but Mitt Romney's not corporate whore 101. 101 is beginner. You've got to go way up.
He's 401. He's 401. He's graduate 401. Level. He's a 701.
You're right about that.
Yeah, hey, you're right.
He definitely is a graduate student, doctorate in that. But that's all I got.
Hey, Joel, I appreciate it. You're right. Mitt Romney has a PhD.
A player hater degree?
A PhD, play a hater degree. Which one? Don't cut us because we're close to the edge. Which one was that?
That one.
I know that one, but I can't remember the name of it.
I can't remember it.
We'll find it. Why would we not open to Puff Daddy in the next segment?
Exactly.
Hey, it's Elvi. Look. This song hit number one. It's a great song.
Maybe his best song.
It is his best song. Not maybe his best song. What you do, we'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yo, turn me up in the headphones.
Like that?
Yeah.
Bad boy. We ain't gonna stop.
Now we're showing on the hot track. Melt like it's hot wax. Put it out. All the stores. Bet
old Delta
that.
Hotel called in to tell us the Grandmaster Flash like version. I said, no, no, no. I'm talking about the Puff Daddy sample. My favorite Onion article of all time was Puff Daddy just sampling a song from the 70s in its entirety and adding nothing, taking nothing away. He was like, I don't know. It's a good song. You know, I couldn't add anything to it. It became a number one hit. That was a fire Onion article. All right. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, my friends, pennyearn.co on the web. Check them out on Facebook. You can catch those before and after pictures. You can catch those in action shots. Man, Tom Latham action shots. They're going to be the next big thing. People are going to be making t-shirts out of them, bumper stickers, selling them. Gotcha, Tom Latham action shots. Yeah. You got to get on Penny Earn Concrete Technologies Facebook page. It's amazing. It's really, truly amazing. It should go viral. It should go viral. What's that mean anyway? Is there a definition of viral, or is it just kind of subjective?
What, I mean, what it really means, what it originally means is that it, like, spreads without money behind it.
Okay. Like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just sort
like
of
like it's a virus.
It's a virus, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you don't do anything to get it, but you do.
Right. So when these Hollywood, like, all the viral takes, the memes that came out mm-hmm. of that bird show where they had That was obviously paid for by Hollywood, so that wouldn't be viral.
I mean,
that's not organic.
Yeah. That's basically what it means.
Penny Earn Concrete, that is organic, my friends. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, absolutely amazing what they're able to accomplish. Guys, it doesn't matter what you need, big job, small job, everything from a shopping center to a patio on your back porch, a little walkway. I need this, a walkway that connects my driveway to the front door. Because people park in the driveway, then they walk around to the front door. There's no, mm-hmm. there's no walkway. Can you imagine a decorative stamped walkway lit? No, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm talking big boy stuff here. If I lived in the north, I'd put some heaters under it like they do in Vail, Colorado.
That's right.
You ever been to Vail?
I have.
I have not. But I've heard they have heated sidewalks, which is pretty awesome. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check them out online, pennyiron.co, or find them on Facebook. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman forever on this radio program. We don't stop. Oh, this is an interesting story here. Penn professors did a study to see. Their hypothesis was that the country has become more racist since Donald J. Trump ascended to the presidency. It's Ascension Thursday, so I figure I had to work the word ascension in there.
Oh, okay.
You guys know it's Ascension Thursday. Everybody's supposed to. It's the 40 days after Easter. Jesus goes back up. 10 days from now, Holy Spirit comes down. Okay, like 10-day void. A recent study on racism in America has revealed some truths that directly contradict one of the progressives' most beloved narratives. Everybody on the left, I mean everybody on the left, from elected officials, Nancy Pelosi, Perez, their party leader, all the way down. Hey, you know what? Oh, never mind. We'll finish that. I don't want to get sidetracked. All the way down to like your average street activist.
Mm-hmm.
Even just your average guy sitting home. Even most Republicans have bought into this narrative and have been pushing this narrative that the country is somehow more racist over the last 2 years. There's more hate crimes, Barron. There are more hate crimes. No, there's not. There's more people putting nooses up in their own trees. There's more people spray-painting swastikas on their own churches. Not more hate crimes. I've never in my life seen so many people doing things to themselves. It's unbelievable. But they've spent a lot of time, effort, money, and energy convincing you that this country is more racist after the presidency of Donald J. Trump began. And this has been a wild, wild ride trying to convince people. I don't see it. I don't see more racism. And Donald Trump's numbers among young black men in particular, but blacks in general, is unbelievable. It's like 3 or 4 times higher than any Republican has ever gotten since 1960. So Penn professors, Daniel J. Hopkins and Samantha Washington, conducted a study. They wanted to see just how racist we've become to analyze the impact of Trump's election on prejudice right. against blacks and Hispanics. They have a panel of 2,500 people whose views on race and other matters goes all the way back to 2008. So they're able to keep a control group through time and measure their perceived racism, what they see in the society, is it getting more racist? How do they personally feel? All that kind of stuff. So they go and they start asking questions about the Trump era. And what they found is after 2016, when Trump was elected, racism plummeted among both Republicans and Democrats. So why? Why? I mean, you see a result like that, you have to ask the question, why? You might say, well, society continues to progress. Racism is a mean, nasty, ugly scourge on society. Shouldn't be out there expressing opinions on people's race, whether they're white or black or other. Take people for what they are as individuals. Don't worry about who they're married to, who they like, what kind of people they like. Just accept them as who they are. Accept them as people. That's society. Right? That's society's moving in that direction. I keep saying I can't wait for like 500 years from now when all the intermarriages have happened across the world because of travel and immigration, all this stuff, and everybody's the same kind of like 2 squirts of Hershey's chocolate milk brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's going to happen eventually. There won't be any really dark black people. There won't be any really light white people. Everybody's going to be kind of the same, 3 or 4 shades of that real light milky brown. It's coming. It's going to be a while, but it's coming. I don't know what the liberals are going to run on when that happens. But you have to ask the question, why? Why is racism plummeting with the election of Donald J. Trump? You know what the sociology professors from Penn came up with? That Trump is so racist that he turns off otherwise racist people and says, man, I don't want to be racist like that guy. That's their conclusion. There's no data to suggest it. That's just, they cannot.
It's anecdotal. You know why? Because they're so racist that they're like, man, if I talk like that, I'd get fired. And so they don't want anybody to know. So now they're acting super woke.
Yeah.
That's his reasonable conclusion is what they say.
It's right? Probably more reasonable because
I may know how people act, Baron.
It's absolutely more reasonable. Sane, normal people don't think this way. It's possible that sane, normal people look through the media portrayal of Trump and say, boy, nothing in his life reflects that. He's never been... this guy was never accused of racism one day in his life until he started challenging Obama. Not one day in his life. Until he decided to run as a Republican, everybody liked him. Donald Trump was winning awards. Donald Trump was donating apartments to disaffected black folks who were down on their luck.
You know, the funniest part about it is that, you know, he basically signaled after that whole Obama thing, the Al Smith dinner or whatever it was that he was at, or the presidential, whatever it was, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, they basically spent so much time ignoring him and saying that he wouldn't run that, frankly, they probably should have spent all this money and energy back then, you know, trying to basically, you know, smother the baby in the crib.
Yeah, because, make him look like a racist then.
Right, because guess what? Once he announced and was a real candidate, people just weren't going to buy this.
The guy had spent 40 years developing a public brand.
Correct.
And the brand had no aspect of racism to it at all.
No, his brand is success.
That's it. His brand was, I'm going to build a building and it's going to be successful because I built it and put my name on it. I'm going to come out with a line of X, Y, or Z, and it's probably going to work. And if it doesn't work, you know what? I got so much money, who cares? That was the Donald Trump brand. That was the Donald Trump brand. Nobody bought the idea that he was a racist. And you know what? A lot of really... I mean, he did challenge Obama's birthplace. You know what? But you know what? His literary agent in 2007 was telling people he was Kenyan-born.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fault a guy for saying, well, why was he promoting himself as Kenyan-born if he was born in America? And why did it take him 4 years to produce a birth certificate? I mean, I got to produce one for my kids next week. I'm going to go get it today. This afternoon, I'm going to run down there and get copies of their birth certificates. How hard is that? Why did he spend millions of dollars hiding his birth certificate? I think a lot of normal Americans, despite being told, oh, you just got to be a racist if you question where Obama was born. A lot of people realized at the time, well, produce your damn birth certificate. I have to produce it to get my kids in Little League. And why was his Social Security number issued in Connecticut when he was 25 years old? I mean, there was just a lot of inconsistencies. Nobody knew anything about Obama. So your mind goes to all these random places in the absence of information. If Dave insists he was born in Florida but will not show me a birth certificate, I mean...
I was not born in Florida, sir.
You sure you're not a Floridian?
I am quite certain.
I have one kid born in Florida. What's that mean?
Well, buy a lot of jorts, some high-top Reeboks, some Fireball... A Gators shirt that's like cut off.
Fireball.
Well,
does anybody drink that white trash stuff? 40